Welcome, everyone. Good morning. I want to discuss the topic of Osik Mitzvah, Potam Mitzvah. You know, the Gemara says in the end of Makkos that Rav Simlois said the Jewish people were given 613 mitzvahs. And one of the things we're supposed to do in this world, probably the most major thing, is to do as many mitzvahs as we can. And Chaparai, many mitzvahs, they say a story about the Vilna Gaon, that before he was nifter, he grabbed his tzitzis, and he was so upset that he was going to about to be nifter because he wouldn't be able to do mitzvahs. The Gemara says, "Ameis is chav shimin a mitzvahs." Someone's nifter is gestorben, is part of a mitzvah, he's not alive. So time is of the essence, and our mandate is just try to do as many mitzvahs as we can possible, both bein adam l'makom, bein adam l'chaveiro. And there's an interesting machlokes between the Chai Adam and the Makor Chaim, the Nesivis, as to whether a person has a mandate to be rodef after mitzvahs. Should you chase after mitzvahs? The Gemara writes in Chulin, Akuf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, the Gemara says, has a havamina that someone should go to Harim Gvos. I would think a person should run up to hills and mountains to try to fulfill the mitzvah of Kan Sipor. Talmud Lomer Ki Yikari, when it happens to you, when you happen to be walking around and you see a Kan Sipor, then the mitzvah comes about. But you see there's no obligation to go to seek it out. Says the Makor Chaim in his Nesivis, writes in the Sefer Makor Chaim, you see from there that there's only a tour from chasing after the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. But everywhere else, there's a chiv to chase after mitzvahs. And the Chachma Sodom argues and says, a person doesn't necessarily have to be rodef achar mitzvahs. But Lamaisa, we have this machlok, and generally I think we assume, like the Nesivis, that a person in this world should try to be rodef achar mitzvahs as much as possible, and to work at it, and to, note that there's a privilege in doing mitzvahs, and not just a privilege, it's a mandate, we should try the best of our ability. So, question becomes is, when one is engaged in a certain mitzvah, what is his obligation regarding other mitzvahs? And this is a very important topic called Oisik Mitzvah is Potem Mitzvah. The Makor in Shas is number one. The Makor, we won't read the whole thing, but the Mishnah writes in Masech HaSukkah and Daf Chafei Amar Aleph is Shluchim Mitzvah are Pturim in HaSukkah. Shluchim Mitzvah are Potter from a Sukkah. Meaning to say that if someone is going to do a Mitzvah, he is Potter from the Sukkah on his way to do Mitzvah A. We're going to see with those examples. I'm exempt from doing a Mitzvah. And the Gemara says there, commenting on the Mishnah, this is our klal of Oisik b'mitzvahs. One is engaged in Mitzvah A, you are Potter from Mitzvah B. And Lamaisa, whenever you have this type of din, you have to ask yourself, why is it that the Mishnayis and the Shas taught the din of Oisik Mitzvah Potter and Mitzvah in this context? Why Davka here? So the Pnei Yeshua points out a Chiddush, and that is, according to many Gedol Achroim, the Primi Godim, the Bikur Yankov, Zorach Lanir, that not only is there a mitzvah to eat in Sukkah, there's an Isser to eat outside the Sukkah. Rabbi Kivager claims there's no Isser to eat outside the Sukkah. But there's two things according to the Primi Godim, Bikur Yankov. There's a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah, mitzvah Kiyum is throughout all Sukkahs, so mitzvah the Yerais HaChiyuv is the first night. And throughout a Sukkah, it's a mitzvah Kiyum is situational, that if I have bread or mezonos, I should eat in Sukkah. First night, I'm mechuyev to eat. Just like tefillin. You mechuyev to put on tefillin every day. That's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not situational. So the chish is that if I'm engaged in mitzvah A, I'm going to do mitzvah A, I am potter from sitting in the sukkah. Not only am I potter from sitting in the sukkah, there is no isser of eating outside the sukkah. So that's an added tier, an added chiddush. Meaning I'm osik in mitzvah A, I'm potter from mitzvah B, which is a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, but not only am I potter from sitting in the sukkah, the isser of eating outside the sukkah also does not surface. So that's an added chiddush because you're already getting into the realm of Isurim. And that is why the Pnei Yeshua wants to argue that the Shas, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he wrote the Mishnayos with the Gemara, wanted to convey this din of Osik Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah in this particular context. To say that if I'm engaged in Mitzvah A, I am Potter from Mitzvah B, and even if there's an Isser that might flow from Mitzvah B, that Isser does not get off the ground because I'm engaged in Mitzvah A. That's the chiddush that the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, and that's marker one when we say shluche mitzvah is pturim min asukar. That's how the Pnei Yeshua is machadish this din. So, what example does Rashi give of shluche mitzvah pturim min asukar? So, in number two, Rashi gives three examples, and I think there's a chiddush in every single one of the examples. Okay? Rashi there in the first line there says, Mishluch HaMitzvah, Ochel HaBirach HaMitzvah, Kegon Lilmod Torah, L'Hakbo Pnei Rabba B'Regov, Liftos Shvuyim. So let's take each example on its own, because I believe there's a Chiddush in the Din. We know, and there's a marker later on in number 5, in the Gemara and Moed Katon, actually 4 and 5, there is a Chiddush when it comes to Talmud Torah. We know that Talmud Torah is connected kulam. The Mishnah writes in Peah, we say it every morning. Of all, it's hard to rate mitzvahs, but the Mishnah really does. Talmud Torah is connected kulam. Vilna Gaon says in the Shnosei Liao in his Perish on Peah, every word that we say of Torah, we get schar for, we fulfill a mitzvah. And the Gemara has a stunning chiddush in Moed Katan on Daf Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara says that if I'm engaged in learning Torah, and I see an elderly lady that needs help with the groceries, and there's no one else to help her, I'm mechuyev to stop learning and help her with the groceries. However, if there's someone else that can help her with the groceries, I can continue to learn. Meaning to say, the Gemara darshins on the pasuk in Mishlei, in number 4, it says, tell us maga raglecha. So the Gemara makes such a distinction. The Gemara is mechadesh, that when it comes to Talmud Torah, we do not apply the general principles of Osek Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah. Listen, I would think if I'm learning Torah, I would be exempt from helping the elderly lady, which is a Gemilus Chassadim. Osek Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah. Gemara says no. When it comes to Talmud Torah, it depends. If no one else can help her, you have to stop learning and help her. However, if there is another person that's helping her, I can continue to learn. Why does the Gemara make this clause when it comes to Talmud Torah? On one hand, Talmud Torah is Kenega Kulam. On the other hand, though, we're saying you got to stop learning and the other mitzvah takes precedence. It's a tremendous chiddush. We should add on to Rambam says, v'yachzer l'lumudo. Rambam says, after you help the elderly lady with the groceries, you should go back to your learning. So, the Meiri in Moed Katan gives us svara, which makes a lot of sense. And that svara is Talmud mevi lidei maisa. One of the quintessential elements in Talmud Torah is that I should be able to fulfill the mitzvahs properly. And therefore, an element in Talmud Torah is that I understand the rules and regulations, I'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah properly. So if you have a situation where you can actually put that into fruition, and you don't do it, you're missing the boat on Talmud Torah. So if I'm learning Torah, which should, one of the elements should be to refine your personality, become a Baal Nimidus, that I should be able to help the elderly lady, and you ignore that, then obviously you're missing a boat. So built in the midst of Talmud Torah is that notion that if I'm engaged in learning, I can help someone else, and no one else can help her, I have to stop learning, help her. But the Rambam adds on, v'yachzer l'lumudo. That's a very critical element. And we find many times in Poskim that Talmud Torah has this element. You know, women are mechuyev in Birkas HaTorah. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say women say Birkas HaTorah? Because one of the elements is that they have to be able to what? They have to be able to know how to do Shabbos, and Kashas, and Taras Mishpacha. So therefore, how else are they going to know how to do it? So they need to study it. So even though women are potter from Talmud Torah, but on the other hand, they have to know how to Shomer Shabbos, how to do Kashas, and how to do Taras Mishpacha. So they're mechuyev in that. In order to what? And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says they say Birkas HaTorah. The other possibility is that maybe women say Birkas HaTorah, which is difficult in the Mechaber's own Shita, because Sephardic women, we know, according to the Mechaber, don't say a bracha when they shake the lulav, because the mitzvah says Yeshiv Zman Groma. So therefore, some say that women say Birkas HaTorah because they voluntarily want to engage in Talmud Torah, so you can say a bracha on that. But that doesn't work well with the Mechaber's Shita. But what's the nafkamina that Bir Halacha gives between those two Sfaras? What were the two Sfaras we say, oh, a woman says Birkas HaTorah? Because she's got to learn Shabbos, Kashas, and Taras Mishpacha. So she's got to know the dinim. She's got to learn it. So therefore she says Birkas Torah. The other svar is the reason why she says Birkas Torah is because voluntarily she can what take upon a mitzvah and do it. And she could say a bracha if she wants. L'man afkemine. Bir halacha says, could a woman be motzi a man and because of Torah? According to the first reasoning, of course she can. How else does she know Shabbos, Kashas, Taras, Mishpach? She's got to learn. So that's a chiyuv. Part of Shmir Shabbos is knowing how to do it. So therefore she has that chiyuv. So maybe she could be motzi a man if her husband doesn't know how to say because of Torah. But if you say she's voluntarily doing it, the man's mechuyuv in Talmud Torah and she's not. How could she be motzi? That's the Bir Halachas Nafkamina. So I want to bring out from that there's an element of Talmud Torah, Talmud Mevilidei Maisa. And the Miri says that's the rationale behind this rule in the Gemara Moikon Testament Beis, that she's talking what? You're talking about who you have to stop learning and help the elderly lady if no one else can help and then come back to learn the Rama adds that caveat in. So in Mela, if that's the case, you can ask a Bam Kasha on this Rashi. How can Rashi say Shluchim Mitzvah Pturim in a Sukkah? And Rashi gives you the example of what? Of going to learn Torah. What do you mean? When you engage in Torah, there is no din of Oskim Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah. We just said this. How can Rashi say you go and Lumal Torah? Everyone hear the Kasha? That's a Kasha. It's a Bam Kasha. Rashi says you go and Lumal Torah. What do you mean, Lumal Torah? When you're engaging in Torah, there is no din. We don't apply the principle of Oskim Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah. So Mehechi Tesi Rashi can give this example. It's a Pella. Many Gedol Achronim ask a Kasha on this Rashi. So the answer that I saw from the Ayin HaRoim, and also I heard this also of Lichtenstein Zatzal, also said this Teretz as well, is that the bottom line is here, when this guy is going to learn Torah, he's not yet learning. You're a holich. You know, the Mishnah has a line in Avos. You're a holich l'dvar mitzvah. If you're a holich l'dvar mitzvah and you don't end up doing the mitzvah, what's the Mishnah say? Schar halicha biyado. There is a notion, there's a mitzvah itself to be a holich l'dvar mitzvah. To be a holich l'dvar mitzvah, it itself is called a mitzvah. So that's the chiddush that Rashi wants to say. Even though when I'm actually in the Beis Medrash and learning, I would be mechuyev to stop and help the elderly lady if no one else can help her. But while I'm going to do a mitzvah like going to sit in sukkah, I'm a holich l'dvar mitzvah. When I'm going to learn into the yeshiva, the holich does not have the rules and regulations of the actual limud that I'm going to do. It's a generic, general mitzvah of holich l'dvar mitzvah. Are you going to study in the yeshiva? But it doesn't have the rules and regulations, the components of Talmud Torah itself. So I'm a holich l'dvar Torah. So Rashi's been mechadesh that a holich l'dvar Torah is not have the same din as Talmud Torah itself. Because the Talmud Torah itself, you don't apply the general principle of Oskim Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah. Because Talmud Milady Maisa says the Miri. But a Hoylech Lilmot Torah is like doing any other mitzvah, and then we go back to the general principle of Oskim Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah. This is the Chiddush you want to suggest, and that's why Rashi says, Kagon Lilmot Torah is not against the Gemara Moikon Daf Testament base. So that's the first Chiddush you want to suggest, Lilmaisa and Rashi. Then Rashi suggests the second example, and that is l'hakpo pnei rabo. We know there's a din, Reb Yitzchak, in the Gemara, in Sukkah, and Afkav Zayin, and Bebez, Rosh Hashanah, Afkav Zayin, and Reb Yitzchak says, chayavon l'hakpo pnei rabo v'regir. You have to visit your Rebbe 3 times a year, you might visit him more, but at least on Yom Tov you're supposed to visit. There's a story with the Shunamis, you know, Lo Chodesh, Lo Shabbos, and Novi. And he's saying, why are you going to visit the Novi, who is the Rebbe? It's not Chodesh or Shabbos, but the Gemara extrapolates it in the name of Yitzchak, that a person has to visit his Rebbe, Halach Lamaisa, on the Regalim. It's interesting that Noda Beauty has a tshuva that this din does not apply Bisman Hazeh. Why does it not apply Bisman Hazeh? Because we have no Beis HaMikdash, there's no din of Alila Regal. And that's what most posts can assume, that since we have no Beis HaMikdash, there is no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. However, there is a medrash that seems to imply, even Bizman HaZeh, even though despite the fact we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, there is a din of being Aliyah L'Regel. Even Bizman HaZeh, believe it or not. So, and if you look in the Rambam, where does the Rambam codify this din? Of Chayiv Onim L'Hakpo Pnei Rabo B'Regel, he codifies in the Talmud Torah, which would seemingly apply that Talmud Torah, Baruch Hashem, applies Bizman HaZeh. It applies to the Olam Voed, which seemed to imply the Rambam would disagree with that note of Yehuda. That the din of Chayiv Adam L'Hakpo Pnei B'Rabo B'Regel applies Bizman HaZeh, and it's not connected with the Beis HaMikdash. But nonetheless, where do we learn this mitzvah. What's the makor? It's a Navi. Now, when you find the mitzvah Navi, what's that called? That's called Divrei Kabbalah. That's how the Gemara calls a mitzvah found in Navi, Nevim, or Ksuvim. And the Balamor and the Ribat Zaloni have a major machlokes. What is the status of a mitzvah in Divrei Kabbalah? Is a mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami? Does it have the status of being Diraisa, or is it Kedlav Kedivrei Torah Dami? Or is it only Midrabanan? It's a major, major machlokes, and Rov Rishonim side that it's only Midrabanan. It's not mentioned in Chamisha Chumash Torah, even though it's in Tanakh, but we assume it's a Din Drabanan. That's the way what Rov Rishonim says has a big nafkamina. In a Sufik and a mitzvah mentioned Divrei Kabbalah, is it Sufik Lachumra, or is it a Sufik Drabanan? So it's possible to suggest the following, that Rashi had in mind the following Chiddush by giving this example. This Din of Chayiv Adam Lahakpo Pnei Rabba Beregel is only Midrabanan, because it's mentioned in Nach. Divrei Kabbalah Lav Kedivrei Torah Dami. So if you engage in Mitzvah A, and Mitzvah A is from Navi, does that pater you from a Mitzvah bona fide D'oraisa? I would have thought maybe not. It's not on the same Madrega. Comes Rashi and says, no, it is. Osek be Mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah, or for that matter, Osik v'mitzvah midrabanan is putter even from a bona fide mitzvah d'oraisa. And that's what Bechon of Vassaman Zatzal also has. Shem Yimkom Domo, that if you're Osik in mitzvah midrabanan, the Nazis Yemach Shemam killed him. If you're Osik in mitzvah midrabanan, you are putter from mitzvah d'oraisa. And that's what we want to suggest Rashi's driving at in this second example. If you're engaged in lighting the Neiris Hanukkah, which are the Rabbanon, and you can help the elderly lady the groceries, I'm also going to mitzvah the Rabbanon. But helping the elderly lady is the rice, it's chesed. Doesn't make a difference. I'm potter. Osek be mitzvah, even mit the Rabbanon, is potter from mitzvah minat Torah. That's the chiddush we want to suggest in the second example that Rashi gives right here. And then Rashi gives a third example. Liftos bepidyon shvuyim. I'm going to redeem captives. But the mitzvah of sukkah has come. Do I have to sit in sukkah on my way? No. I'm engaged in the mitzvah of redeeming captives. And therefore, I'm exempt from sitting in sukkah. What's the chiddush? We mentioned in the very beginning that there are two types of mitzvah sase we know. Mitzvah benam l'makom and mitzvah benam l'chavero. And we know that there are nafkeminas. The Rambam writes, there never is a bracha on a mitzvah ben am l'chavero. Rambam says, it's beferish, because brachas, perik yud alef alachabes. Mitzvah ben alamakam, we have brachas. You never have a bracha, the Rav once said. What's the purpose of a bracha? The purpose of a bracha is to focus you. It's a matter. The Rambam compares birkas nenu with birkas amitzvahs. Right, the Avud Ram writes, there are four categories of brachas in halacha. What are the four categories? Birkas nenin, brachas on food, birkas on mitzvahs, brachas on mitzvahs, birkas shevach lo'odah, brachas on thunder and lightning, and number four, birkas tefillah, brachas that protect tefillah. Avudrom has four categories. And the Rav in the beginning, Hilchos Brachas, birk alef, aloch aleph, compares birkas nenin with birkas on mitzvahs. Birkas nenin, you're not allowed to eat food without a bracha. It's an issur of me'ilah or gezel. You're stealing. Birkas on mitzvahs, how are they comparable to Birkas Nenin? The Rambam compares the two. So the Rav had a very beautiful thought. You know what the Rav said? It's a chutzpah to confront Hashem, to do a mitzvah without readying yourself, without focusing. In a sense, it matters you to do a mitzvah. And the bracha matters you to do the mitzvah. I pick up the lulav, it's like batting practice when I pick up the lulav if I don't say a bracha. The bracha is mekadosh to act. It focuses me. That's why the note of beauty, and the Rav also thought, there's no, many Hasidim have a beautiful minig to say, Hini Nimuchru Mezuman, before they do many mitzvahs. They felt there's no need for that. The bracha itself is the Hini Nimuchru Mezuman. It's supposed to ready you. So Kishen, that because Nenin matters the Isser of Me'ilah, and the Isser of Gezel, from eating without a bracha, so too the bracha allows me to do a mitzvah. It allows me to do this mitzvah. So we know there's a distinction between Beirah and L'makom. And Beiram L'Chavero. namely a bracha. And the Rav said beautifully, if you need a bracha, when you visit someone who's sick in the hospital, or when you pay a shiva call, oy vavoy lanu. Is the guy an esrig, the chayla? The guy who's sitting shiva is an esrig. I need a bracha. Bracha's been, benam l'chaver mitzvah should come naturally from your emotion. If you need a bracha, it's insulting to the guy. It's antithetical to have a bracha on a mitzvah benam l'chaver. Benam l'makom no lulav. Shofar, I need to ready myself so that you have a bracha. So there are differences between the two. So maybe one would have thought, you know what? If I'm engaged in a mitzvah that's considered to be Beiram L'Chavero, namely Pidyon Shvuyim, maybe Beiram L'Chavero is not on the Madrega of Beinarim L'Makom. Maybe I have to sit in Sukkah. Maybe. I mean, the Eibishter is the Eibishter. Comes Rashi, says no. If you're osik in a mitzvah, even ben arm l'chaveiro, that potters you from a mitzvah ben arm l'makom, namely sukkah. That's what Rashi had in mind with this third example. So if we summarize this Rashi, Rashi was telling a whole shir klali with this Rashi. Shluchim mitzvahs p'turim in a sukkah. Number one, I want to tell you is that even though Talmud Torah, we don't apply the principle, but if I'm holy, I do apply the principle. Because holech is a generic mitzvah, even though the learning itself, I don't apply. Osik mitzvah put him in mitzvah if no one else can help her. I have to stop learning and help her. Rama adds on, come back to learn. Number two chiddush is, that even if you're osik in a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah, which is the rabbanan according to Rav Rishonim, that also potters you even from mitzvah d'oraisa. And number three, the third chiddush Rashi says, if I'm osik in a mitzvah ben amchaveiro, that's just as good as the mitzvah ben olam makom, and it potters me just as well. And the reason why the din, shas, conveyed this din in this scenario is because if I'm osik mitzvah A, I'm potter from sitting in sukkah and eating outside the sukkah according to many gedolei achronim, the primogon b'kriyav is an isser. But that isser does not get off the ground. If I'm osik mitzvah A, I'm potter mitzvah B, meaning name the sukkah, and the isser eat outside the sukkah does not surface as well. So Mamela, this is the chiddush that we have regarding osik mitzvah potem and mitzvah. Now, there is a very fundamental machloikis as to the scope of this rule. Okay? Number six here, the Tosis has the following phenomenal chiddush where he develops the following theory, and the Ran argues on it. So Tosis writes as follows. Tosis says that the klal of osik mitzvah putim in mitzvah is only said when I'm osik in mitzvah A and it's impossible for me to do mitzvah. In fact, the Ritva has a line that when I'm osik in mitzvah A, it's impossible for me to do B. B is not even considered to be a mitzvah at that point for me. You know what it's like? It's a dvar reshus. That's what the Ritva's formulation is, going with Tosis' approach. And you know what he says? It's usher for me to stop A and do B. Because when I'm engaged in A, which is the mitzvah, even though conceptually B is a mitzvah, but while I'm engaged in A, B is a dvar reshus. So if you have a mitzvah and you have a dvar reshus, it's mistaber that it's usher to stop doing the mitzvah and do the dvar reshus. Says the kach, thusly says the Ritva. The Ritva says right here in Sukkah, Chafei Manaf, following Tosis' approach, he says, Lamaisa, the only time the rule of Osik Mitzvah, Patim Mitzvah is said, is when I'm Osik in A, it is impossible for me to do Mitzvah B. And therefore, in such a scenario, it is usher for me to stop to do A and to do B. Because we view B as a reshus when I'm engaged in doing A. So, it's very interesting, and Tosis proves this. You know, I'm wearing tzitzis now. How can I do other mitzvahs throughout the day? I'm potter. Osik mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. Tosis points out very beautifully. He says, I don't understand, Lamaisa. If you take a look in the middle of six, on the top, he says, someone who has mishiyesh ato adam shiyesh l'sitzis bebigdo tefillin beroshu mi mifter bekach mishar mitzvahs. See that in the third line from the top? Someone's wearing tzitzis. Many people, Rav Nevensal, the great Gaon Shlita, wears tefillin all day. Right? Rav Shimer Zatzal wore tefillin all day. Are they potter from mitzvahs? So Tosis says, no. Because it's efsher. When I'm wearing the tzitzis, I can do other mitzvahs. The klal of osik mitzvah potem the mitzvah is only said when it's impossible to do mitzvah B. When I'm engaged in mitzvah A, it's impossible for me to do B. I'd have to stop A and do B. If it's impossible for me, then I'm exempt from B. That's Tosis' stunning chiddush, and that is the scope of this klal of osik mitzvah potem the mitzvah. And we must add on that caveat of the Ritva that it is usher to leave A and go to do B. He calls B a dvar reshus for this guy that's osik and A. Okay. Comes along the Ron, and the Ron says in this piece in number 7.
Excuse me?
Yes.
You know, well, the if you look at the Tosfos, the beginning of the Tosfos.
Yes.
Or feeling the Shas Kaniyasin.
Yes.
So you would think Shas Kaniyasin, it wouldn't be impossible, and nevertheless, there's a pleasure in the midst.
That's what Rashi writes. Rashi writes on the Mishnah, Tosfos quoting Rashi, Afilu b'shas chaniyosin. You make a great point, great kasha. You know what the answer is? The answer is that if I have to build a sukkah while I'm traveling to do these mitzvahs, one of those three mitzvahs, any mitzvah, if at night when I camp out, I have to build a sukkah, it's going to make me so exhausted, it's going to make me so stressful that I will not be able to do that other mitzvah. It becomes yesher. That's the chiddush afilu b'shas chaniyosin. Even though I'm not necessarily walking then, I'm in my sleeping bag, I'm in the tent. But if I would be mechuyev to build a sukkah, that would make it efsher for me to do the mitzvah that I'm going to do right now, A. That's the touch. That's the chiddush. I'm glad you pointed it out. But that's how you have to say, afilu b'shas chaniyosin. If I have to do the sukkah, that would impinge upon my being able to do mitzvah B. And that's why Tosis is stark with the Ritva's caveat that it's only when it's efsher. Okay? That's how I have to read in afilu b'shas chaniyosin. It's an excellent kasha. Thank you for asking that. Okay. So this leads us to the Ron now. So the Ron Kalong and says, I beg to differ very strongly with you, Tosis. And he claims that the principle of osik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah applies even when it is efshar to do mitzvah B. Even when it is possible to do mitzvah B. I'm engaged in A, and I could do B, I'm putter. Amazing, Ron. And the truth is, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, the Gosh Ashri here on the bottom, number Perek Beis Siman Hey, also holds like this, Ron. And the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ron, believe it or not. There is one caveat that we'll say, and that is that if it's not a tircha, everyone knows what a tircha is, not a bother, you should do mitzvah B. No doubt, says the Ron. Mi'yos tov al yikra ra. It's like a playoff from a Puskin Mishle. It's not the Farish in Mishle, but the Ron is a playoff from the Puskin Mishle where he says you should be a good guy and not a bad guy. So if it's not a tircha, then you should do B. But he says if it's a tircha, Moshe, I seek mitzvah A, is potter from mitzvah B. Even if it's possible for me to do mitzvah B. The end of the piece, he says, if it's not a tircha, you should make sure you do B. And the Ramon Simon Laman Chesed Nuchos Tefillin Paskins like the Ron. Ecstasis. But what's the kasha? The Ron asks on himself. When I'm wearing tzitzis, like Moshe's asking. Tosis kasha. I'm wearing tzitzis. Why am I chayvin on the mitzvahs? All sick mitzvah potter mitzvahs, even when it's F sharp. And let's say it would be a tircha for me to do another mitzvah. Why am I not potter? We know a person's chayiv in mitzvahs throughout the day. Oh, you're wearing tzitzis, so what? It's efsher for me. But it's a tircha. Well, if it's efsher, I'm potter. What's a teretz? So the Ron says something beautifully, a very sharp svar in Lumbus. He says, our topic we're discussing is osek, not mekayim. When am I osik in the tzitzis? When I put them on in the morning for like 3 seconds. The rest of the day, I'm not being osik, I'm being mekayim. I'm fulfilling. But our topic is osik, underline it 50 times. Osik. When I put the tefillin on, I'm being osik. When I wear the tefillin throughout davening, I'm being mekayim. The klal is limited to osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. And therefore, the Ron says, I argue with you, Tysus. The klal of osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah can apply even when it's efshur to do b. Don't ask me your kasha from Sitzes and Tefillin, which forced you to constrict this klal to only efshur. That was Tysus Shita with the Ritva's caveat. Ron says, no, I beg to differ with you. If I'm osik in A, even if it's possible for me to do B, but if it's a tircha to do B, I am potter. I, the kasher and citizens filling, I'm not being osik at that moment. I'm only being osik when I put it on. Then I'm potter from mitzvah B, even if it's efshur for me to do B. But throughout the day, I'm being mekayim, so therefore I don't apply our topic. Because it's osik underlined in a very, very chash of a way.
The Talmud Torah case is on a kasher.
Why is that a kasher?
You started with the case of Tom Tara that if he's learning and he's the only one who can do it, but he's being Isaac in learning. He's not just.
Yeah, but remember we said that Talmud Torah is an exception to the rule. Talmud Torah is an exception to the rule. Talmud Vedelinim Isaac. That's why it's paradoxical. It's a very dialectic. Talmud Torah is Kenegat Kulam. But on the other hand, it's the one mitzvah that I have to stop learning for and go. But the Rabbi says I got to go back. And that's a segue into what we're going to say now. So this is a fundamental machlokes Ron. Entices as to what the scope of this klal is, and the Ramah Taka holds like the Ron. But I want to point out, I just want to just note this in Lomdis, as Rezal Nechem Yishlita, my Rebbe, the great Gaon in Eretz Yisrael, says in order to be a Pesach in Halacha, you have to be rooted in the Lomdis. You have to understand the Svar is in the Lomdis. So I want to point out, it could be, and we'll give the following example. Rachman Islan, if someone is an Oinen, loses one of his seven relatives before the Levaya, we know an Oinen is punter from mitzvahs. Essay. There's no way an Oinen can steal. He can't eat ham. Lavim, of course he observes. He's punter from mitzvahs essay. Both mitzvahs essay, the Reis and the Rabbonans. That's the din of an Oinen. Why is that so? There are three svaras given in the poskim. One is our topic. Osik b'mitzvah, patur mitzvah. There's a great Rosh Yeshiva, one of my Rebbeim's brothers, a great Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. My Rebbe told me when he flew back, his brothers, the great Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, flew back for his mom's levaya. He learned on the plane. He says he wasn't involved in the funeral arrangements on the plane. Why is he a patur? He taka learned. Okay, it's a chiddush. But one reason given by the poskim is our topic. Osik b'mitzvah, patur mitzvah. You have to bury your loved one. You have to make the funeral arrangements. You have to have a hesped. Number two reason is tirda. You have emotional stress. It's hard for you to get it together to do the mitzvahs. And the third reason is kavod ames, which many of the posts can quote, and that's why the meaning is not to learn. Even when you cannot, what? Even though we're not involved in the funeral issue. It's not kavod ames, you're doing mitzvahs essay when your loved one is not buried. So the three reasons given in the poskim why an onan's putter from mitzvahs essay there, the rice or the rabbanans. But lavim, of course you got to do. In fact, the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Chamudi Daniel. Let's say an Onan wants to eat a sandwich. You know, we try to encourage an Onan, he's got to take care of himself, he's very stressed. He's got to take care of himself, he's got to drink, he's got to eat. He wants to have a sandwich the morning before the Levaya. He must wash his hands in the Tilis Yadayim, but he doesn't say a bracha. Why must he wash his hands?
Because it's a sakana.
Netilis Yadayim is a Gzeira de Rabbanav called Srach Truma. The Kohanim were not allowed to eat any bread of truma before they wash hands because they might have tuma in their hands, it might be tuma in truma. So we made a low plug. Any person that eats any bread, even chulin, must wash their hands. Kohen Levi Yisrael. The other reason is cleanliness. Two reasons given. But the first reason is a gzeira. Conceptually, how do you view a gzeira? Do you put a gzeira under the rubric of lavin? Or do you put a gzeira under the rubric of essen? Says the Piskei Tshuva, Shem the Chamudi Nil, it's under the rubric of lavin. A gzeira. You might do something wrong. So therefore, the action of Netilas Yadayim, the Onen must do. He doesn't say a bracha, because that's a mitzvah sesem in Rabbonim. But the action of gzeira, put under the rubric of lavin, an Onen's got to do al pitin. So that's all luck. He must wash his hands. You don't say al Netilas Yadayim, you don't say al motzi. You don't bench. Because he doesn't say brachas. But he must do the action until he's dying. So, they do the Levaya, Chamon al-Islan, 12 o'clock, let's say. Finish 12:30. The man was part of from Shachris. The Does he daven mincha now twice? Because once the aninus is done, which we pasken as the interment, machlokas Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, we assume like the Rabbeinu Tam, it's the stimas agoilo, the interment, the burial. He's transformed now from an onin to an oval, and oval's chayv and all mitzvahs b'torah except one tefillin on the first day. Shenem ben pe'er, correct. So he's chayv and mitzvahs. Do you daven two minchas now?
No.
You miss shachris. What's the din?
No.
The din is we do not daven two minchas. One mincha. Because I was not mechuyev in shachris. You don't have to make it up. You're not mechuyev. That's a complete hafkah. Hafkah meaning that the whole chiyuv shachris never got off the ground. For this fellow's an onen. However, there's a fascinating machlekes in the Taz and the Drisha. Take an emergency room doctor who's working to save someone's life from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the afternoon, let's say. Kosher couldn't daven. Couldn't daven. Baruch Hashem, let's say he saved his life. He's Oisik B'Tzarchei Tzibor. That's the phrase that emerges in the Taz and the Drisha. The Drisha writes, that emergency room doctor does not have to daven mincha twice because he was not mechuyev in shachris. Because osek b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, the lomdus is that if I'm osek in A, the chiyuv to daven shachris did not even surface because it was a complete hafkah. And therefore there is no requirement to daven mincha twice. And the Taz writes he cannot believe the Peh Kadosh, the holy mouth of the Drisha, said such a thing. And the Taz writes it was a Ptur. What does a Ptur mean? A Ptur means he was Mechuyev in Shachris, the emergency room doctor. But he had an exemption. But there's a Chiyuv Shachris hovering over his head. And he has to make that up. Because Osik Mitzvah is Potter. Potter means it's only a Ptur. It was not Hafka, a complete releasal. So how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Kuf Ches, he says, I believe like the Drisha. And the emergency room doctor does not have to daven mincha twice, just once. But he says, to be yotzei the Taz Yeshita, maybe he should daven a Tfilas Nedava. To be yotzei zayin the Taz Yeshita. Tfilas Nedava is based on the dinner of Yechanan. Alavai Adam, Shispal Adam Kolayom Kulo. There's a mandate a person could daven all day. And therefore, when you daven a tefillas nedava, you need the mechadish bo davar. You need to say a new chiddush in shomei tefillah. Something you haven't requested from Hashem at all ever, or maybe lately. So, b'ikar adin though, Mishnah Berurah holds like the Drisha. So what you see from here is two approaches how you view the mechanics of our topic of osik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. When you say you engage in A and I'm potter from B, does that mean that B doesn't even exist? So let's say, for example, based on what we learned from Tosos with the caveat of the Ritva, if I'm osik in A and it's impossible for me to do B, what do we say that was called? It's a dvar reshus, right? And not only that, it's usher for me to stop A and do B. What that means is that the whole chiyuv of B really never got off the ground, even to the degree we call it a reshus. However, in a situation where I'm osik in A and I can do B, then according to Tosfos and the Ritva, it doesn't even exist, our topic. You're mechuyev to do B. Right? I'm mechuyev to do B. Do A and B. You can do both. Whereas according to the Ran and Agos Ashri, there is a Ruah, who the Ramah Paskins like, when I engage in A, I'm putter from doing B, but I would call it what? A Ptur. Because if it's not a Tircha, what do we say you have to do? You have to do B, right? So it's kind of like a Ptur. But if it is a Tircha for me, then you could really call it really a Hafkah, if I'm engaged in A, I'm potter from B because it's a tirka for me to be. Even though it's F for me to be, the din B really never gets off the ground. So it's a very, very, you have to fine tune how you convey and articulate the lumdus of our topic of osik mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah. I'll give you a mashal, a dimian example of that. Pikuach nefesh is doichesh a Shabbos. So is pikuach nefesh a hafka when you're engaged in saving someone's life on Shabbos, do I have to try to minimize the Chol Shabbos? So if I hold it to Hutra, then I don't. But if I hold Pikuch Nefesh, is it the Chuyil Eitzel Shabbos? Rama begins, Perek Beis, Alokha Avon Echol Shabbos, it's the Chuyil Eitzel Shabbos, then he might be Soser himself in Alokha Beis. But if it's a Chuyil Shabbos, is hovering over my head, I have a Heter to save someone's life, but I should minimize the Chol Shabbos. Those similar two approaches you could inject into our topic. Do you see, Osman, is it a Ptur or is it a Hafgah? Memela, this brings us to the following. Let's take a look at the number 9, the marker of the Shartzin. Shartzin is a very interesting marker, very interesting Shaila, Halacha Lamaisa. Let's see Lamaisa, what he says. The Shartzin, I'm not sure if they had the right one, but I'll tell you outside what he wants to say. Discusses the following topic that comes up. We know no one should ever be alone for a Seder, right? I mean, there's an actual sheet I saw. No one should be alone for the Sudas Purim as well. Shouldn't eat alone. But certainly for a Seder, you don't want a person ever to be alone. Rambam says if a person has to be alone, he has to say over the Haggadah as if someone would come into the room, they think you're a Meshuggah, like you're talking to yourself. But you have to say it out loud. So, I'll give you a situation where it could come up. A Seder night, let's say someone was Nifter of Pesach, and for some reason Leviah is not going to be to Chol HaMoed. They need a Shomer HaMeis. You have a Shomer HaMeis that's in the funeral home, that's going to have to prob his own Seder by himself. He's a Shomer HaMeis, which is a mitzvah. He has to eat the matzah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa as well. When he is Shomer the mace, let's apply our shitas. No doubt he can fulfill the mitzvah of eating the matzah. It's efshar, and it's not a tircha. You're not supposed to eat in the same room, so you'll move out a little bit outside the room. But you can make sure that the mace is okay while you're eating your matzah. So we paskin like the Ran, but we said if it's not a tircha, you could do both. The Sharatzin has a suffix whether you say a bracha. Do you say Asher Kedishanim and Sasav Sivanu Alachilis Matzah when you're engaged in Shomer Nemes? That's the suffix of the Shartzin here in Siman Tuf Ayin Hey. That's his suffix. So, what's the suffix based on? The suffix is very, very difficult at first glance. Why is it difficult? Because we just said that if it's not a tircha to do mitzvah B, then do it. And he says beferish in that same sharp piece in the Shartzin that you're yotze the mitzvah of matzah. You don't have to eat the matzah again. Like the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Ches, if someone eats a matzah while he's a shoyte, let's say there was some shade that forced him to eat the matzah. Gemara has such a case. So he ate the matzah when he was a shoyte. Does he have to eat the matzah again? Yes. Because when he ate the original matzah, he was potter from mitzvahs. So an hour later, after the shade left him, he has to eat the matzah again. Because when he ate the original matzah, he was in a state of Pturim and Mitzvahs. So he has to eat the matzah again. But the Shartzin writes, this Shomer HaMeis is definitely Yotze the mitzvah of matzah. He doesn't have to eat the matzah again. So if on one hand, the Shartzin written by the Chavetz Chaim, the Holy Chavetz Chaim says, on one hand, he's Yotze the mitzvah. So why is he mistopic whether you say a bracha or not? Of course you should say a bracha. Do you understand my kasha? It's like an internal steer in the Shartzin. How can he be mistopic whether you say a bracha or not when on the other hand he says you're yotze in the midst of eating the matzah, you have to eat it again. So why should you zug the bracha? What's the suffix of the Shartzin? It's a strange suffix. Internally it seems like a steer. So I think what you have to suggest is the following. It could be the same for Yesh Shlomar once suggested this. But it could be as follows. We had mentioned before that women are potter from mitzvahs as zman groma. They are definitely potter from time bound mitzvahs. But if they want to voluntarily engage in the mitzvah, can they say a bracha or not? So the Mechaber and the Rambam say they cannot. And the Ramah and Taisus say they definitely can. So the question is as follows. When a woman voluntarily shakes a lulav and you hold like the Ramah and Taisus, she says a bracha, how can she say vitzivanu? She's not mechuyev. She's not commanded. The answer is there are people on the earth that are commanded, namely men. So the bracha is not really false, and the bracha really is what? And the bracha is really not wrong. Because maybe she might not be mechuyev, but there's a group of people in the world that are mechuyev, namely men. So for her to say v'tzivanu, that's acceptable, that's palatable. We're willing to accept that. But if you are in a situation of osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, anyone who's in that predicament, it could very well be, maybe, halacha l'maisa, it could very well be that maybe you are what? You are potter. So the word v'tzivanu is inappropriate. Because anyone who's in that state of osik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, even though l'maisa, it's not necessarily a tircha, but, you know, okay, that might not be, that may be more murky whether it's a tircha or not. But there's a possibility that if in fact it might be a tircha, let's say this guy's a special tzaddik and maybe for other people would be a tircha, but for this fellow not. Anyone in this predicament, taka would be potter, then the word v'tzivanu maybe is inappropriate. So maybe mitzad the bracha, that's what was the Sharatzin was hedging on. Should a bracha be recited? No doubt that his eating the matzah, you are yotze with, no doubt. You don't have to eat again. But the question is the bracha appropriate? Because it could very well be, there's no one that you can rest on and say that for other people this bracha is appropriate, because anyone who's in this klal of osik mitzah, potter min ha-mitzah, if you hold like the Ramah and the Ran, you really are potter. This guy really pushed himself to do it. He did push himself to do it, but the truth is, Lamaisa, maybe for a standard guy, it might have been a tirch, and you're potter. So anyone in that predicament, the sivanu is inappropriate. You might be yotz of the mitzvah, but are you commanded? When you say that sivanu means you are commanded, are you mechuyev? And it could very well be you're not mechuyev. So that's where he's hedging whether what v'tzivanu would be appropriate to be said. No doubt regarding the kiyum and mitzvah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. But regarding what is the appropriate saying v'tzivanu, that the Sharatzin is what is hedging whether that's correct or not. So yes, go ahead.
If it's a dvarish, if you're going to the Ran where there's tirchas, so it's a dvarishus, so are you really considered to be out to the mitzvah even?
Yes.
Why?
If it's a tirch, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying that according to the Ran, it's a ptur. So ptur means that there will be some type of kiyum.
Okay,
there will be a kiyum.
Is that really a ptur? But that's the thing.
Yeah, that's what we're learning. It's not afal. We're going to say it's a ptur. Yeah, we want to learn it's a ptur. So there's a kiyum mitzvah. If it's afshur, then there's a kiyum mitzvah. If you did it, you're ptur, but there's a kiyum. That's what we're learning shot in the Ran. That's why...
I could see that's afka in the Ran.
Yeah, but you know, the fact that the Ran says that if it's not a tircha, I mean, that if it's not a tircha, miyos tov al tikra ra, it seems like it's a ptur, and if it's not a tircha, just do it. If the lumnus was a hafka, it's hard to say, oh, if there's no tircha, then do it. It's either one or the other. You know what I'm saying?
If there's tircha, there's hafka. If there's no tircha, there's
hafka. I understand. That's a bit, you know, I think in lumnus, a little bit extreme, radical to say. You want to limit the two poles. So I'm saying that Lamaisa, if he makes that caveat that there's no tircha, do it, you would think it's a ptur, so I just released the ptur. But to say that, you know, the chiv didn't exist at all, and now if there's a tircha, it doesn't exist, and if there's no tircha, then it exists, and if there's a tircha, it doesn't exist. It's a little bit more radical to say.
But then the tas is correct.
Because the tas is mechuyev, it's only a ptur, because it's a drisha, I'm just saying in the lumnus of the Ran it's a little bit more extreme to say that that svar of the tircha. Yeah.
Yeah, and yes, seems that that's how this would hold, and that's how the Ramah would hold.
Yes, that it's complete hafka.
It's hafka.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Going back to the bracha, though, wouldn't it be soft for bracha kula?
Well, you're right. The question is why. You're right. The stakes are very high. If you say a bracha levatala, it's a transgression of lotisa, according to the Rambam. According to Tosfos the Rabbanan. So that might be another reason why he's mistopic about it. But generally, we hold like the Ramah, and the Ramah says you can say a bracha. So, you know, a woman can volunteer and say, shake the loof, she says a bracha. So we normally assume, Lamaisa, that a bracha, you know, if you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you know, why can't you say the bracha? So that's what I'm saying. Maybe the vitzivanu might be inappropriate, Lamaisa, because it's not like a case of a woman that other men are mechuyev. Here, everyone in this predicament might be putter, so vitzivanu, that articulation might be not appropriate. Okay, so this leads us to the following, and you know, we're coming, we're in the month of Adar, and we're coming towards Purim, and it's interesting that, you know, we talk about these mitzvahs of Purim that we have to try to fulfill, but we have this topic of Osik Mitzvah, Patim Mitzvah that we're discussing here. And it's interesting, for example, the Gemara says in Megillah and Avdalin, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, the Kriyas of Megillah. Now, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, the Kriyas of Megillah, the Rishash says that, you know, Kriyas of Megillah, you know, also is an element of Talmud Torah. So, when we talk about certain mitzvahs that have an element of Talmud Torah to it, but the bottom line is, for our topic of Osik Mitzvah, Patim Mitzvah, Talmud Torah is exceptional. When you engage in Kriya Shema, it's also an element of Talmud Torah. There's some mitzvahs that you do might have an element of Talmud Torah in it. But for our topic of Osik Mitzvah, Patim Mitzvah, when I say that Talmud Torah is an exceptional, it means that's pure Talmud Torah. When you're engaging in another mitzvah, you're what? You're potter from what? You're potter from that other mitzvah because I'm engaged in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema has an element of Talmud Torah. But what we're pointing out is that Osik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah means when you're engaged in the mitzvah of Shema, when you're engaged in the mitzvah of, you know, mitzvahs that might have an element of Talmud Torah to it, but I'm engaged in Shema for our purposes. So if I'm engaged in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, I'm part, it's Talmud Torah, but you're not going to apply the principle of Osik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah when you're talking about what? The element of Talmud Torah. Because it's here, the mitzvah is Kriya Shema. The mitzvah is not Talmud Torah. So that's an important point that we point this out when we say this Mishnah Maisam, Avatlan Talmud Torah, Kriya Shema Megillah. You're right, Kriya Shema Megillah has an element of Talmud Torah to it. There's no doubt. But it's also separate mitzvah here, the Megillah. So when we talk about Talmud Torah, we mean Talmud Torah in its real way. So we had mentioned that the Rambam said, I have to stop learning, help the elderly lady, and come back to learn. This notion of coming back to learn is critical that the Rambam adds on, because the Rambam contradicts himself. The Rambam Hilchos Ishus writes that if a man is learning Torah, he's in his early 20s, he wants to get married, but he's learning. So the Rambam says, Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah. Now, we just pointed out, based on the principle in the Gemara Moed Katan, that if no one else can help the elder lady with the groceries, I have to stop learning and go ahead and help her. No one can get married for me. I have to get married myself. So based on this principle, the Rambam says for himself. The Rambam should say the guy who's learning has got to stop learning and get married. How could the Rambam say such a thing? Rambam is Hilchos Talmud Torah against the Rambam Hilchos Ishus. So the few answers we could give. One answer is the following, and that is that it's that caveat that the Rambam adds that you yachzer lelimudo. No doubt, and this is what the Rav develops with the Balatanya, you know, there's one din in Talmud Torah, no kol Torah kulu, and then there's another din of amkus, qualitatively learning. And there is no doubt that once you get married, you would not be able to be yachzer lelimudo to the same level that you would do before. That's what the Rav says in the Balatanya. You have added responsibilities, you have to care for your wife, you have to care for your kids. It's not the same. And therefore the Rambam says, when you're learning in the Bais Medrash and the elderly lady needs help with the groceries, you have to stop learning and help her and come back to your learning. But come back to your learning doesn't just mean quantitatively, it means on a qualitative level as well. And in that case you can do it. But once you get married, you really can't. And therefore, because you can't, the Rambam says the guy can stay learning, doesn't have to stop learning and get married. Everyone cop what I'm saying? That's where the Rambam's caveat of Yachzer Lemudo becomes so critical. That's how he read the Gemara. If it's going to impinge upon your futuristic learning, then Osik B'mitzvah will apply even to Talmud Torah. I Talmud V'Lady Maisa, you're right. But it shouldn't be that it's going to hamper your learning when you go back. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. And based on that, you solve the Stira in the Rambam. That's one way of solving the Stira. Another way of solving the Stira is to say a phenomenal Chiddush, which is big Chiddush, which we don't assume like the Baal HaTanya argues on, and he says it's difficult. He wants to say the mitzvah of Puruvu, of populating the world, is not an individual mitzvah. There are other people that will do it. So I can engage, keep learning. Who says I have to get married at this point? The mitzvah of Puruvu will be fulfilled by other people. It's a communal mitzvah. Baal HaTanya says it's a Pella. Puruvu is an individual mitzvah. Everyone has that individual mitzvah, Puruvu. It's one of the six questions you're asking Shemayim. Kasakta beprivya verivya. Which Parshat Shad is, did you at least try to have children of Moshe writes? The Marsha has a stunning Kiddush. You know what Kasakta beprivya is? Did you make a Shidduch? It doesn't say Kiyamta. It says, did you engage? Our topic of Osik. Osik means engaging. Did you try to make a Shidduch in your life? Unbelievable Marsha. Doesn't say Kiyamta. Moshe says the mitzvah, you could try the best you can. It's onus kumana pache. If you don't have a boy and a girl, you try the best you can. It's engaging, trying. That's the nature of the mitzvah. It's the one mitzvah is not under your control. That's what Moshe writes. It's not under your control. Onus kumana pache. So that's the real essence, the answer, Lomais. You want to answer for the student Ram is achser lulimudo. Ram has this stunning culture, which makes a lot of sense, and therefore the guy can stay learning. So we in life want to, as I said, in this world, want to surround ourselves with mitzvahs. In fact, we'll hold like the Nesuch to write if Acher mitzvahs. But to understand that there is a cloud that if I am engaged in mitzvah A, I am part of mitzvah B. The Machlokes Tosfos and Ran that we had, and the Chiddush, the Chiddushim of Rashi that we had in the din. And this also brings to the table this notion of Tirda, which the Gemara discusses, a Chosin, Pismana Gemara, where they davened. They had a high level of Kavanah. Chosin was about to get married to a Basuli. He's also Patron of Kriya Shema. He's engaged in a mitzvah. The Tirda also is part of that element. The Tirda is concerned with fulfilling the mitzvah properly. That pops him from Kriya Shema. That does not apply nowadays because we don't have high level of Kavanah. So a guy who gets married has to daven Meirv and daven Kriya Shema. But the times of Gemara where they had Kavanah, now also there's another application. And just to close, it has to be mitzvah. It cannot be stress. Rachmana Litzlan, if someone lost his boat, his business, the boat drowned, the boat, you know, sunk, he went chapter 11, he's so upset he can't get it together, daven Shema, that's not an exemption. That's Osik B'dvar Rishus. We feel terrible for him. We'll help him. But Lamais Osik, the mitzvah, Patim in the mitzvah, not Isaac B'dvar Rishus. A person feels terrible, he lost a loved one. He's in the middle of Shiva. You got to get it together. If we do not apply Osik, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to mourn, but not to the degree that you're so stressed out you can't do mitzvahs. Gemara says it must be Isaac. The mitzvah is Patim in the mitzvah. Thank you all for coming, the inclement weather. Shall have a happy Purim and a good month. Thank you very much.